It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Louie from the Hillside Outlaws. Hey, Louie.
How you doing, Cal?
Going good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Excellent.
Loving this snowy weather.
It's been an interesting year, hasn't it, 2020?
It sure has.
We talked a little while ago, I guess. We were kind of hoping at the time that you and I chatted last, you and Langley and I actually chatted, we were kind of hoping we'd be out of this pandemic soon, but no, not quite. Not yet.
Always prepare for the worst, hope for the best, right? You know, trying to stay optimistic all the time.
Yeah.
But also got to be safe.
Yeah.
Right?
You're absolutely right. We can always talk about music, though, Louie, so let's do it. New tune for you guys called Nothing Feels Like Tonight. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, this one is it's kind of just one of those songs that basically fell on our lap. It was written by Aaron Goodman down in Nashville, and we met Aaron back in 2017, kind of when we launched onto the BCCMA scene. He was kind of a keynote speaker at the awards show weekend, and we connected, we stayed in touch, and he said, I got this song that I think is going to fit you guys. Let me know what you think. So he sent it over, and, you know, it's just one of those songs that it's just a great, fun, you know, kind of a song that fits our whole vibe, you know. So we jumped on it right away, and we put it out. I think it's great.
Good. Of course you do. And Aaron seems to want to help everybody he talks to, doesn't he? He's a great fella.
You know, I can't say enough good things about Aaron. He's a real class act. You know, a lot of times when you meet somebody that's at that level, you know, sometimes you get disappointed because, you know, they're not the person that you think they are. But Aaron is exactly who you think he is. He's a great human being. He's a great writer, great artist.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to have him, support us in such a way that he would, you know, let go of such a great song that he wrote and let us cut it.
Yeah.
So it's an honor.
It's good, for sure. What have you been doing during the pandemic? I mean, normally we'd be talking about gigs and stuff, but I think you guys have been keeping pretty busy in a different sort of way, I guess, probably, hey?
Yeah, you know, I mean, last time we talked, it was for the Buckle Up song, and we had planned on going cross-country. We had, these crazy plans to drive across country and come visit all you guys in person, and, you know, obviously that wasn't possible. So we've been taking this time to really dive into ourselves creatively, really, really fine-tune our image as a duo, you know, find that killer sound, you know, with Langley's guitar tone, with my vocals, with songwriting. We spent a lot of time in the studio, actually. I'm currently driving on the way. Langley's in the studio right now with our producer, Jeff Johnson. He's there right now. That's why he can't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really just trying to focus on the craft of songwriting and getting a whole new batch of songs ready for our audience, you know. Because eventually this will let up. We are going to be able to go back on tour, and I'm super optimistic about that. We do have some shows tentatively booked for 2021, and we're going to have a whole bunch of new stellar material that we can bring out to the world.
Boy, it's going to be great to be playing in front of a live audience again, hey? I don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, you know, we've had a couple, back when they kind of eased up the restrictions a little bit, we did have a couple of, just kind of jam sessions with our band. We got together with our band, and we had a socially distanced backyard party where we had a kind of a stage set up and just a few friends. We kept it under 20 people. But just to get together, you know, with our road crew and just to be able to play music again was awesome. And I can't wait to get out and, just see the faces of the people that are listening to our music, the people that have been supporting us this whole time.
Yeah.
And just to be in front, on stage, doing our thing, that's why we do this. That's why we're in the studio making these songs. I always say being in the studio, it's a lot of fun, and it's really great to be creative, but I do all that stuff so that I can spend that time on the stage. That's where I belong.
Yeah.
So this time away has been it's been good to reflect on, you know, who we are as a band and who we are as artists. But, you know, we're ready to get back on stage and get back to it.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. In the meantime, Louis, can we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. Follow us on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We've actually, we're working on a new website that we'll be launching in January. But yeah, shoot us a DM on Instagram. We always like to respond to everybody.
Great, pal. Thanks for the chat. Say hi to Langley for us, and we'll talk again for sure. You bet. Have a good one.
Awesome. Thanks, Cal. Always a pleasure.
Louis from the Hillside Outlaws on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.